The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter Number 6, Text Number 10, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Kikari, recorded on November 8th, 2012, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Nu Arta
Trishnam
Vishrajet
Pranebhya
Api Ya Ipsita Yam Krinati Asubi Preshtai Taskara
Sevaka
Vanik Konmarata Trishnam Vishvrijet
Konmarata Trishnam Vishvrijet
Pranebhyopipsa Ipshita
Pranebhyopipsa Ipshita
Yankrinat Yasubi Preshtais
Yankrinat Yasubi Preshtais
Taskara Sivako Vanik
Taskara Sivako Vanik
Konmarata Trishnam Vishvrijet
Konmarata Trishnam Vishvrijet
Pranebhyopi yapipshita
Pranebhyopi yapipshita
Yankrinat yasubi preistais
Yankrinat yasubi preistais
Taskara sevako vanik
Taskara sevako vanik
Kaha
Who
Kas
Nu Indeed
Great
Arjatrishnam, a strong desire to acquire money. Vishrajit
can give up.
Pranebhya,
then life.
Api,
indeed.
Ya,
which
Ipsita,
more desired,
Yam,
which
Krinati,
tries to acquire,
Asubi, with his own life. Preshtai,
very dear.
Taskara,
a thief.
Vagis.
Sevaka,
a
professional
servant.
Profesionalus tarnas.
Vanik, a
merchant.
Pirklis.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Money is so dear that one conceives of money as being sweeter than honey. Therefore, who can give up the desire to accumulate money, especially in household life? Thieves, professional servants, soldiers, and merchants try to acquire money even by risking their very dear lives. Purport. How money can be dearer than life is indicated in this verse. Thieves may enter the house of a rich man to steal money at the risk of their lives. Because of trespassing, they may be killed by guns or attacked by watchdogs. But still, they try to commit burglary. Why do they risk their lives? Only to get some money. Similarly, professional soldiers are recruited into the army and he accepts such service with the risk of dying on the battlefield only for the sake of money. In the same way, merchants go from one country to another on boats at the risk of their lives, or they dive into the water of the sea to collect pearls and valuable gems. Thus it is practically proved, and everyone will admit, that money is sweeter than honey. One may risk everything to acquire money, and this is especially true of rich men who are too attached to householder life. Formerly, of course, the members of the higher castes, the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas, everyone but the Shudras, were trained in the Gurukula to adhere to a life of renunciation and sense control by practicing brahmacharya and mystic yoga. Then they were allowed to enter household life. There have consequently been many instances in which great kings and emperors have given up household life. Although they were extremely opulent and were masters of kingdoms, they could give up their possessions because they were trained early as brahmacharis. Prahlad Maharaj's advice is therefore very appropriate. Kumara acharat pragyo dharman bhagavatan iha durlabhang manushang janma tadapya dhadruvam artadam. One who is sufficiently intelligent should use the human form of body from the very beginning of life, in other words, from the tender age of childhood, to practice the activities of devotional service, giving up all other engagements. The human body is most rarely achieved, and although temporary, like other bodies, it is meaningful, because in human life one can perform devotional service. Even a slight amount of sincere devotional service can give one complete perfection. Human society should take advantage of this instruction. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatha Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shimishakandritamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vristaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine. It's a fact people are really mad after money. Even for a few dollars, they'll kill you. But what is money? Can you eat it? Can you sleep on it? No. It's just some paper. Or nowadays, it's just some... Now they don't even use paper, they just use credit cards. It's just some off bits and on bits in a computer hard drive somewhere. Attached to your name. So what is it, Annie? Why are we going mad after money? It's a medium of lording it over. It's a, money is the tool we use to lord it over the material nature. Because people have this desire to be the lords of all they survey, therefore they go after money. But how much can you take with you?
Bet kiek jūs galite su savim pasimti?
When Alexander the Great was getting ready to leave his body,
kai Aleksandras Didysis palikinėjo savo kūną,
he requested that he put in his coffin with his hands hanging over his empty hands hanging over the side of the coffin.
Jis pareikalavo, kad kai jį paguldys į karstą, kad jo rankos būtų išlindusios atvertais delnais.
To show that he left the world with nothing.
Kad jis parodytų, kad iš šio pasaulio pasitraukė su nieko neturėdamas.
So, that's a fact.
Tai yra faktas.
What can you take with you?
Ką jūs galite su savim pasimti?
What do you bring with you?
Ką su savim pasiemate?
And what do you take with you?
Ką atsinešate ir ką pasiemate?
Nothing.
Nieko.
But in the middle I claim, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine.
Bet gyvenimo metu jūs teigiate, tai mano, tai mano.
This is my money.
Tai mano pinigai.
This is my house.
Mano namai.
This is my car.
Mano mašina.
This is my guitar.
Mano gitara.
This is my wife.
Mano žmona.
These are my children.
Šie yra mano vaikai.
This is my husband.
Čia mano vyras.
In this way, so many illusions.
Tokiu būtų tiek daug iliuzijos.
False proprietorship.
Netikras turto tą patį.
We have to take the word of Krishna.
Mes turim priimti Krishna's
words. Krishna says, Sarva Loka Maheshvaram. I am the owner of everything.
Krishna sako, aš esu visako šeimininkas.
So, if we understand Krishna is the owner of everything,
taigi, jei mes suprasim, kad viskas priklauso Krishnai,
and we use everything that we possibly can in his service,
ir jei ką mes, kas įmanoma, mes panaudosim jo tarnystį,
then we will be completely satisfied. Whether I'm a pauper or a millionaire, it won't make any difference. Simply whatever Krishna has given me, let me use it in his service. And there's no anxiety, you see. As soon as we try to claim proprietorship, immediately there is anxiety.
Pasisavinti kažką tai savo, iš karto ateina kančia.
Why is that?
Ir dėl ko taip vyksta?
Because it's false.
Nes tai yra neteisinga.
We are not the proprietors.
Mes nesam savininkai.
To be the proprietor is an artificial position.
Būti savininku, tai yra dirbtina
padėtis. We can't maintain it.
Mes negalime išlaikyti.
Simply we can have the illusion of being the proprietor, that's all.
Tiesiog mes galime turėti tą iliuziją, kad mes esam savininkai.
So why try to fight hard to maintain an illusion?
Taigi, dėl ko mes taip stengiamės stipriai, kad išlaikyti tą iliuziją?
Doesn't make any sense.
Nėra jokio čia logikos tame.
Better to focus on the reality.
Geriau susikoncentruoti į realybę.
Seeing that Krishna is the owner of everything.
Matyti, kad Krishnai viskas priklauso.
And that therefore Krishna is the proprietor, the enjoyer of everything, which he's the proprietor.
Krishna yra viso ko, to, kas jam priklauso, besitenkinantis.
And then whatever money comes to you,
visi pinigai, kurie ateina pas jūs,
use it for Krishna, that's all.
Tiesiog panaudokit Krishna.
And then there's no anxiety.
Ir nebus jokios kančios.
We have nothing against money.
Mes neturim nieko prieš pinigus.
If it's used for Krishna, then we agree, money sweeter than honey.
Jeigu jūs tai naudojat Krishna, mes pritarime, pinigai saldesni už medų.
If we can collect millions of dollars, we can make millions of temples all over the world.
Jeigu mes turėsim milijonus dolerių, mes galėsim pastatyti milijonus šventyklų po visą pasaulį.
The Mayavadis, they reject money. I don't touch money. It's Maya.
Mayavadžiai atmeta pinigus. Aš nesiliečiu prie pinigų. Tai Maya.
But a Vaishnava can accept millions and billions of dollars.
Bet Vaishnava gali priimti milijonus ir milijardus pinigų.
Because he sees everything as the property of Krishna.
Nes visą tai mato kaip Krishnos nusavybė.
He's not averse to money. Nor is he attached to money. He is simply attached to Krishna. And he is also attached to using everything in the service of Krishna. So in this way he is transcendentally situated.
You
can use everything. Lord Chaitanya said, Nadanam, Najanam, Nasundarim. I don't want wealth, I don't want women, I don't want followers. And that's a fact, we don't need these things. We don't need women, we don't need money, we don't need followers. are from the women's side, we don't need men. You see? Simply we need devotional service, that's all we need. But in the service of Krishna, we can accept all of these things. We can accept wealth, we can accept women, we can accept followers. These things can all be accepted in Krishna's service. Because Krishna is the ultimate proprietor of everything. Nirbandha Krishna sambande yuktam vairagya muchate prapanchakataya bujja hari sambandhi vastanaha mamukshuvi padityago vairagyam phalgyu katyate. This is described by Srila Rupa Goswami. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. When one is not attached to anything, but engages everything in the service of Krishna, he is properly situated beyond possessiveness. And on the other hand, one who rejects everything, not seeing its relationship with Krishna, is a false renunciate. Palgu Vairagi. He is imperfect and incomplete in his renunciation. It's like somebody can walk into the, what are your bank here? Swade Bank, they call it? Yeah, Swade Bank you have.
Yeah.
Somebody can walk into Swade Bank, he can pull out a gun and say, okay, fill up my attaché case with notes, you see. It comes a bank robber, you see. He's a criminal, you see. He's trying to claim his property that which does not belong to him. Then somebody else walks in a suede band. He says, I renounce this bank. A Mayavadi, you see. He says, this bank is false. I renounce it. So is he any better than the criminal? They're both crazy, you see. The criminal is crazy. He wants to take the money which is not his. And the Mayavadi is also crazy. Because is it his money? Is it his money? No. It's somebody else's money. So how you can renounce what doesn't even belong to you to begin with? This is the foolishness of the Mayavadis. They want to renounce that which doesn't even belong to them to begin with. Therefore, their renunciation is false. And they fall down into material activities once again from their so-called renunciation. But the Vaishnava, he remains permanently situated on the transcendental platform. Everything is Krishna's property, you see. The money, the women, followers, he can accept everything for Krishna. Because he never claims proprietorship. He simply utilizes everything in Krishna's service.
And
that makes him fully happy. There was a really interesting point that Prabhupada made in the very end of the purport. He says here, it's actually from the verse, he says, even a slight amount of sincere devotional service can give one complete perfection.
Čia sakoma, posmo vertime, kur buvo paminėti komentare, net ir nežymi, bet nuoširdi dvasinė tarnystė gali suteikti aukščiausią tobulumą.
Now that's got to be encouraging, huh? For those of us who are struggling with the modes of nature, you see, bewildered by tamagun, rajagun, intoxicated by sattvagun even,
you see,
or having difficulty, or sometimes bewildered in Krishna consciousness, or having a tough time to be Krishna conscious sometime?
Does
that describe any of you? Let's face it, we sometimes have a tough time. We are neophyte devotees. We are not Paramahamsas yet. We're still struggling with the modes of nature. But this one wonderful, and they call it the light at the end of the tunnel. We say in English, the light at the end of the tunnel, you see. But in the middle of this dark tunnel of trying to come out of the influence of the modes of nature, there's a wonderful light shining down there. Prabhupada is saying that even a slight amount of sincere devotional service can give one complete perfection. Well, do you think you can do a slight amount of sincere devotional service? One Mataji said, well, I don't have any sincerity. And I asked her, I said, well, are you saying that sincerely? And she's a very smart girl. She said, not sincerely enough. But that is sincerity, you see. Actually, I proved that she had sincerity, even though she was trying to say she had no sincerity. I proved that she had sincerity. But even though she was defeated, and I proved that she had sincerity, she very intelligently said, but not sincere enough. So, even a slight amount of sincerity is
there.
Even a little itsy bitsy teeny weeny bit of sincerity is there. Even that infinitesimal teeny weeny little drop of sincerity, even that much sincerity, can give one complete perfection. I remember when I joined the Hare Krishna movement. I moved into that ashram with Vishnujan Swami at 2906 Dancy Street in Austin, Texas. Actually, Dancy Street became truly Dancy because we were dancing every day. But we were told that if you want to make spiritual advancement, you have to please the spiritual master. So I was wondering, well, you know, Prabhupada is in Los Angeles, he's somewhere, he's not here in Austin. How am I supposed to please him if he's so far away? I mean, you know, how can I please him? But then I found the answer, which is also in the fourth verse of the Gravastikam. The spiritual master is pleased when he sees the devotees taking prasadam. Wow! I can handle that. I can take some prasadam. And I can please Prabhupada. And I can make spiritual advancement, you see. So, Prabhu and Mataji, it's really not that hard to achieve complete perfection. Just be a little sincere, that's all you have to do. Be a little sincere. And maintain that little bit of sincerity. Guard that sincerity as your greatest treasure. And try to make it grow a little bit every day, like you keep cultivating a tulsi plant, you know. That little seedling, you see. So take the seedling of sincerity which is there in your hearts and guard it as your most precious treasure.
Ir saugokite kaip savo patį brangiausią turtą.
Water it every day.
Kiekvieną dieną laistykite.
With hearing and chanting.
Klausimo ir kartojimo.
And give it some very nice fertilizer.
Ir gaukit geras
Krishna prasadam. So in this way, that little bit of sincerity, if you properly guard it and nurture it, it will take you to the complete perfection. In due course of time, you become Paramahamsa. You will see Krishna within everything, and you will see Krishna with everything, and everything within Krishna. You regain your eternal identity in the pastimes of the Lord. So therefore, whatever you do, always be sincere. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Aš norėjau paklausti dėl to lašmi. Ta prasme, mes turim norėti uždirbti pinigus tam, kad juos panaudoti Krishnai. Ir tada kokį procentą mes galim savo reikmėm ta prasme patenkinti.
So, I wanted to ask about Lakshmi, about money.
Yes.
First of all, we need to want to get the money, and then how much we can use for our facilities, this money, and how much we should offer.
How much you can use for yourself and how much you have to donate? Well, the actual standard that Prabhupada gave us is 50%. You use 25% for savings, 25% for maintenance, you donate the rest.
25%
But you have to be pretty rich to. You'd have to be pretty wealthy to get by on 25% of your income. So, therefore, you should, whatever comes by Krishna's grace, use whatever is necessary so you can maintain a proper comfort for your. You see yourself and your family members.
Panaudokit tiek, kiek jums reiktų patogiam šeimos išlaikymui.
And you can also save for emergencies and for eventual retirement.
Taipogi jūs galite saugoti pinigus kokiam tai nelaimingiam atsitikimam.
And everything else you should give to ISKCON and to the preachers.
Ar senatvėje visą, kas ten papildomai lieka, galima aukoti šventyklam, pamokslauti.
O ta vidinė būsena, jinai turi būti, apie seną, norėti uždirbti, ar tai tiesiog susitaikyti su tuo, kaip yra, taip yra.
So we have to have this inner feeling that I want to get money, or we just need to be that how much it will come, it's okay.
Actually, Prabhupada said one who is doing business,
iš tikrųjų, Prabhupada sakė tas, kas daro verslą,
they can aspire to become the wealthiest businessman in the whole world.
Jie gali trokšti būti pačiais turtingiausiais milijonieriais.
Just like you were doing a vegetarian restaurant, you see. Pavyzdžiui,
jūs turit vegetarinį restoraną.
You can aspire to start a huge vegetarian chain, worldwide chain that will put McDonald's out of business.
Jūs gali trokšti padaryti tokią revoliuciją,
you can aspire to be a multi-billionaire for Krishna.
There's
no harm. We'd love to see a devotee businessman put McDonald's out of business. In Kentucky Fried, just shut those rascals down, Okay, any other questions?
Yeah.
I wanted to ask about tulsi growing at home. Somebody is telling that only initiated devotees can grow. Someone is telling that non-devotees can grow. What is the actual system?
Anyone who will properly take care of her, can grow her at home.
Tas, kuris tinkamai ją pasirūpins, tas gali,
treat her with love and devotion.
Su atsidavimu ir meilė turi rūpintis.
And offer her an arti every day.
Ir kiekvieną dieną turi būti sulaukti.
Anyone can go to see.
Ir bet kas tada gali auginti tuos.
If they properly feed her.
Jei tinkamai su elgsis.
Next question.
Sakantis.
Trumpai norėjau paklausti, kaip susigražinti nuoširdumą, jeigu jį praradę.
If we are losing sincerity, how we can get back the sincerity?
Well, are you saying that sincerely?
Ar tai sakot nuoširdžiai?
Do you sincerely mean what you just asked me?
Ar jūs tai nuoširdžiai paklausėt būtent šio klausimo?
Yes, so you have sincerity.
Tai jūs turit nuoširdumą.
That question was a very sincere question. So simply maintain that humble, inquisitive, sincere mood and you'll be fine.
Ta prasme, jeigu žmogus, iš tikrųjų, kitas galbūt, kuris praranda to našaudumą, jis to net ir nebejaučia, bet ta prasme, kas galėtų jam padėti?
So, if somebody is lost his sincerity, who can help him?
And like honest, other person. Doesn't feel that he...
And he don't know that he lost...
That it is a problem.
That's very difficult. You can't make somebody sincere.
Tai labai sunku, nes negalima kažką kitą priversti tarp nuoširdžių.
Just give him a lot of mercy, that's all I can say. A lot of nice prasadam, a lot of kindness. Let engage him in kirtan. Let them chant Hare Krishna, take prasadam as much as possible. If somebody can, yes, what can you do? You can't make somebody sincere. They have to be sincere on their own. But if you're very sincere with them, that sincerity can rub off on them and affect them. Next question.
Jeigu kažkas su mumis netinkamai pasielgia, kaip mes turėtume melktis, kad naudą dvasinę gautų abi dvi pusės?
So if somebody is dealing with us not correctly, how we should deal with them that both sides would get spiritual benefit.
Prabhupada explains, if a devotee is in the mode of ignorance, should avoid his association. You respect him as being a devotee, but don't mix with such a devotee. If somebody is very offensive, but they're, you know, a devotee on one level, then we don't become close with them. Okay. You had your hand up, baby? Okay, all right.
So, who should associate with such devotees who are in Tamaguna?
If someone is powerful enough to uplift them, that person can associate with them.
Tas, kuris yra pakankamai galingas, kad juos iškelti iš Tamagunos, tada jis gali bendrauti.
It's like our book distributors go out every day.
Mūsų knygų platintojai kiekvieną.
And they deal with the most tamasic, the Jossic people on the whole planet, on the streets.
Isn't it?
But they're empowered by Lord Chaitanya to have an uplifting effect on those people. So if you're in the mood of a preacher, you can approach anybody, even Jagai Madai. So if you're in the preaching mood, you can associate with everybody to help them. Okay, next question. Elena? Oh, you had?
Yeah, he wanted.
Okay, Elena?
He wanted second part.
All right, well, it's too late. You'll have to wait till they come back now. I already recognized her. But you're after her, yeah.
Jeigu tu galvoji kartais, kad nuoširdžiai nori pakelti standartą kokį nors ar ką nors dėl Krišnos daryti daugiau, bet tau nesigauna. Ar tai reiškia, kad tu iš tikrųjų nu, nesi nuoširdus čia, ar ir kas gali padėti su to susidėlą?
If you sincerely want to raise some standards or something like this, but you are failing.
Raise standards within your health, your, within yourself or with someone else?
In your life.
Oh, okay.
And you are failing. So it means it's not enough sincere and who can help it?
That means you need a spiritual master. You need to take shelter of the spiritual master. And he'll help you. On our own, we can't even control our senses to be true. But if you take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master and get his help, then you can raise your standard. So actually it's absolutely essential to have a spiritual master. We have many wonderful spiritual masters in our movement. If one takes shelter of one of these spiritual masters as their ultimate authority and begs mercy from that spiritual master, then that by the mercy of the spiritual master they will be able to raise their standard. On your own, you'll never be able to do it. You need Guru's mercy. You have to have Guru's mercy. Okay, now the second half of your question.
How we should look to the Mayavadis? Should we keep them even lower than materialists? Or what is the system?
How we should see the Mayavadis lower than materialists? Well, there's two classes of non-devotees, the innocent and the demons. They're in the category of the demons.
But it is not some spiritual level, this Mayavada, like some spiritual level. How it comes?
Which Mayavadis are you talking about? People walking around Kaunas who have Mayavadi philosophy?
Is this about you, what which you were speaking? Yes. This one.
Yeah, the Mayavadis walking around Lithuania are they're not on the Brahman platform. Sometimes they're called Mickey Mouse Mayavadis. They're not real Mayavadis. They just spout off Mayavadi philosophy, I am God, you know. I'm God, you're God, we're all God, you see. They like Mayavadi philosophy. And they have illicit sex and they take drugs and they quote Mayavadi philosophy. These are not genuine. The real meaning of Mayavad is like Sarvamava Bhattacharya, Mayavadi Sanyasi. A real Mayavadi, he has to be a sannyasi. He has to live a very austere life. He never can see a woman's face. He's a very, very strict sannyasi. Such persons, if they have not passed samana even once in their life, and they strictly follow the path of Mayavad, then they may achieve some exalted temporarily achieve some exalted state of consciousness.
Toks maivalis, kuris nei kartą gyvenime neišleido savo sėklos ir išliko.
And then
tai toks savo kelyje meditavo visą laiką, tai toks pasiekti gali kažkokį tai išaukštintą poziciją, bet galų gale vis tiek toks ją palikti.
And then fell down again. One of my disciples, he embraced Mayavada philosophy and left.
Vienas mano mokinių priėmė Mayavados filosofiją.
But he says strictly following the principles of Mayavadna.
Bet ar jis seka Mayavados principais griežtai? Ne.
Strictly Mayavad principles, you can't have a job, you can't live with your parents, you know, you have to live in the forest.
Griežti Mayavados principai, tu negali turėti darbo, negali gyventi su tėvais, turi gyventi miške.
No, to be a true Mayavadi sannyasi is very, very, very austere.
Kad būti tikru Mayavadžių sannyasi turi būti be galo, be galo asketiškas.
So they're pseudo Mayavadis.
They're not really.
They're not sure following the true path of the Mayavadi sannyasis. So our time is up. And tonight the program will be at here in town at Samosa. So everyone come to Samosa tonight. And everyone, please, throughout every moment of your day today, always remember Krishna. And don't ever forget Krishna. Not even for a second. And if you've noticed that you forgot him, just chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In this way, train your mind. The mind's like a little rascal. It keeps wanting to sneak away from Krishna consciousness into some sort of so-called material enjoyment. But there is no such thing as material enjoyment. Maya is cheating you. So keep coming back to Krishna, train your mind, and this way you'll become a pure devotee in due course. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Disgrace Sankarsana Adhikari Maharaj ki
jai.